KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:01, it's clear and 77 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In breaking news at this hour, emergency crews are responding this morning to a reported motor coach rollover on Interstate 80 eastbound near the Minden exit. The call came in at around 7:45 a.m. Early indications were 45 people were on board and injuries were being reported. The vehicle is said to have had several teenagers on board. Minor lacerations and one head injury have been reported thus far. Law enforcement on the scene reports 33 walking wounded, but no major injuries were apparent. Rescue crews from Minden, Oakland, Neola, Carson, Trainer, and Underwood are en route to the scene. Were en route just before the top of the hour. Pottawatomie County Emergency Management has also called for the mass casualty trailer to be dispatched from Hancock. Again, that motor coach rollover occurring about the 30-mile marker, or about a mile east of the Minden exit. No other details are currently available. News time is 8:02.
Are you tired of missing your favorite shows because you're not at home? Or do you find yourself scheduling your day around the show you watch? Well, not anymore. Hi, this is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV Store in Atlantic, your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer. With Dish Network's DVR feature, you can now record all of your favorite programs with just a push of a button. Even set your DVR to record every episode of a show so you don't have to manually record it every time. You can also use your DVR with live TV. So if you're watching a sporting event or movie and you miss a big play or something someone said, you can simply rewind and watch it again. So if you have questions about Dish Network's DVR feature, what it can do for you, or if you want to find out how we can help you get into one at your home, stop by the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic or give us a call at 243-3032 and let us be your Dish Network retailer. Prices, packaging, programs, subject to change without notice, hardware and programming sold separately.
Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a spokesman for the Iowa Governor's Office calls Missouri River flooding an increasingly serious situation, and the National Weather Service warns that Interstate 29 would be flooded if a weakened levee in far southwest Iowa fails. Radio Iowa's Kay Henderson reports.
Officials issued a mandatory evacuation order for about half of the town of Hamburg on Sunday, forcing about 600 residents to leave because of problems with a levee south of town. Derek Hill, head of the Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management Division, described the breach as a boil, a hole of less than an inch and a half in diameter. It created a small geyser of water that began spraying onto the dry side of the levee. This geyser or boil was found about 2 miles south of the Iowa-Missouri border. But Hill says the water would flow back into Hamburg if the levee fails.
Because of the topography there, it's fairly flat land. There's not a lot of elevation change. And the hydrologist explained that more than likely that's the direction the water will flow.
A Black Hawk helicopter was dispatched Sunday to the levee breach. 1,000-pound sandbags were dropped from that helicopter in hopes of plugging the hole. Hill has seen maps from the Army Corps of Engineers, which indicate the Missouri River may flood as far as 2 miles into Iowa at some locations. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And a second partial breach has been reported on a Missouri River levee in northwest Missouri. As Kay mentioned, the Army Corps of Engineers reported the first breach on the levee near the Iowa-Missouri border was on Sunday. The second breach, which is about 10 feet wide, was reported on Monday. The Corps said the National Guard has been dropping thousands of pounds of large sandbags to help fill the breaches, but the damaged areas are expected to fully breach as water levels rise. The Iowa Department of Transportation was reporting late yesterday afternoon, the latest update available, that all portions of Interstate 29 in Iowa remained open at this time. A minor levee boil south of Hamburg in Missouri, Atchison County, has not impacted I-29 in Iowa. The DOT is monitoring the situation in Hamburg, but there is no imminent danger to I-29 at this time. Iowa's only nuclear power plant is in Palo, near Cedar Rapids, but another one is located just across the now-flooded Missouri River in Fort Calhoun, Nebraska. Mike Jones is a spokesman for the Fort Calhoun Nuclear Power Plant and says they're ready for any threat from the rising waterway.
We are trying to be prepared in case there is any flooding down the road here. We have sandbagged some areas. We have filled a number of sandbags in case they're needed in other areas.
And he says they're taking a number of steps to protect potential danger zones.
We've moved some equipment. We've looked at and to make sure that our floodgates are ready if we need to use them. We are trying to be very proactive and be in a state of readiness.
in light of all that happened in Japan a few months ago when a power plant was washed over by a tsunami. Jones says that people in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa don't have to worry about any type of nuclear disaster here. He notes the plant isn't even running at the moment.
The plant is in a refueling outage, so it is not operating, but we want to be prepared should we be completed by the time that the river goes back down to make sure we're able to operate.
And Jones says rather that they're keeping a careful watch on the Missouri River, which may continue to rise through mid-month.
The best thing that we can do right now is what everybody else is doing, and that is keep a very close eye on the river, and if it starts to rise, to make sure that we are taking the appropriate steps.
The Fort Calhoun plant is reportedly designed to handle 14 to 15 additional feet of water at the current stage, from the current stage. Emergency management officials in Pottawatomie County report several sources are available to keep current on expected flooding conditions and preparedness efforts. Citizens can stay up to date on flooding information by calling 211. In addition, web pages have been established at www.pottcounty.com and councilbluffsia.gov. You can also find information from Pottawatomie County Emergency Management on Facebook. The web resources will provide up-to-date information on the situation, preparedness activities, and links to other useful sites. Elsewhere in area news from over the weekend, an investigation into suspicious activity in a farm field in rural Red Oak early Sunday morning led to the arrest of a teenager. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 17-year-old Dalton Valentin of Red Oak was arrested just before 2 a.m. on a charge of minor in possession of alcohol. Valentin was taken into custody in a field located at the end of 137th Street in rural Red Oak, processed at the jail, and released the custody of his mother. Members of the CAM Community School District's Board of Education will meet this evening at the CAM High School Media Center. On the agenda for the 7 p.m. session is discussion and or action on resignations, various board policies, some contracts, a preschool education agreement, calendar revisions for 2011-2012 school year, and curriculum changes. Again, our top story this hour, emergency crews are responding and in some cases on the scene of a reported motor coach rollover accident on Interstate 80 eastbound near the Minden exit. The call came in at around 7:45 a.m. There were early indications 45 people were on board the bus, which is said to be on its side this morning. They're talking about shutting down Interstate 80 eastbound now at the 30-mile marker because of that accident. There have been, several teenagers on board with minor lacerations and one head injury. 33 walking wounded being reported by law enforcement. Rescue crews from Minden, Neola, Oakland, Carson, Trainer, Underwood, and Walnut have been called to the scene. And they've also called for the MASH casualty trailer to be dispatched from Hancock. Again, that accident happened at the 30-mile marker, or about a mile east of the Minden exit. We'll have additional details as they become available. Taking a look at world headlines, another candidate has joined the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum says that he's in it to win it. Santorum has been identified with a number of causes embraced by social conservatives. He's making his formal announcement in the western Pennsylvania coal fields where his grandfather once worked. Retiring Defense Secretary Robert Gates says despite the death of Osama bin Laden, it's still too soon to wind down the Afghan war. He says more pressure must be applied to the Taliban before they're likely to feel it necessary to talk peace. Gates is in Afghanistan saying a final farewell to frontline U.S. troops. And a new report by the International Energy Agency says greenhouse gas emissions are going in the wrong direction to record highs despite 20 years of effort to reduce them. The report comes as delegates from about 180 countries begin 2 weeks of climate talks to debate a new global warming accord. News time is 8:10.
This is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV store in Atlantic. Are you considering making the switch to Dish Network? If so, give us a call. During the order process, you have many choices. You have a choice of receivers and programming packages. We have five packages under $50, and we offer free installation. The TV store has been your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer for over 10 years. We can explain the difference in all the receivers, programming packages, promotions, and installation options so you can make an informed, intelligent decision concerning your Dish Network purchase. The biggest advantage of dealing with the TV store is that you talk to the same person each time you call, someone who knows and cares about you. We are not just an 800 number. If you want personalized service before, during, and after the sale, call the TV store at 712-243-3032 or stop by and see us at 907 East 7th Street in Atlanta to order your Dish Network system today. Limited time offer, prices, packaging, program subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
In our funeral announcements, 96-year-old Dorothea Van Vliet of Fontenelle died Friday. Funeral services for Dorothea Van Vliet will be today at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. 31-year-old Lisa Bain of Atlantic died Thursday at Cass Incorporated Residential Services. Combination funeral and memorial services for Lisa Bain and her grandfather, Kenneth Bain, who died April 14th, will be held Tuesday at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 94-year-old Darlene Jewel Blakely of Harlan died Thursday. Funeral services for Darlene Blakely will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 90-year-old Joseph Lawrence Sullivan of Panama died Friday. A mass of Christian burial service for Joseph Sullivan will be Tuesday at 1:30 at St. Mary of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 85-year-old L. Darlene Adair of Panora died Friday. Funeral services for Darlene Adair will be Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. 66-year-old Bonnie Sharon of Guthrie Center died Friday. Funeral services for Bonnie Sharon will be held 2 p.m. Wednesday at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. 88-year-old Marjorie Schaff of Kearney, Nebraska died Thursday. Funeral services for Marjorie Schaff will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. 52-year-old Dennis Edward Bentz of Harlan and formerly of Oakland died Thursday. Cremation has taken place and no services for Dennis Bentz will be held at this time. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. 77-year-old Earl Weinheimer of Fontenelle died Saturday in Greenfield. Funeral services for Earl Weinheimer are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Again, you might want to stay away from Interstate 80, especially eastbound near the Minden exit, because there has been a bus rollover involving at least 33 injuries and 45 people on the bus. Several rescue crews are in the area, and they have established several emergency command situations to deal with that mass casualty incident on Interstate 80 at the 30-mile marker eastbound near Minden. That is a check of our news brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.